where Westport comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
Inside, we all need the same thing, and maybe we'll find if we are.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. This is our opportunity to talk about the kindness of strangers with an emphasis on Thanksgiving. With the Thanksgiving holiday coming up next Thursday, I thought we could take this time to share some reminiscences of Thanksgiving past with an emphasis on the gratitude and the kindness that we feel and show for each other. At 203-333-9422, we have Ann from Shelton. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. Dan from Shelton.
Dan, yeah.
Hi, Dan.
How are you, Lisa?
Hi. Good.
So I just wanted to say I took over Thanksgiving from my grandma about 13 years ago. And I did get to cook for her. I got her blessing on all the food before she passed. And there was one year, I think we had about 35 people for Thanksgiving. Some of my brother's friends who had nowhere to go. Some of my mom's friends who had nowhere to go. And I always say the more the merrier at the Thanksgiving table.
Me too.
That's it's a special holiday in my heart. And I wish Christmas didn't overtake, you know?
Yeah, you know, the thing about that, you know, it's we laughingly refer to people sometimes as strays. We don't really mean that in a nasty way. We mean it in a funny kind of a way. But there are a lot of people who don't have an obvious group of people to be with on Thanksgiving. Like a lot of people, maybe most people nowadays. And I think Thanksgiving is a beautiful occasion and reason to just say, as you said, to anybody, there's another seat at the table. That's one of our things in our family. There's always another seat at the table. Come.
Table, and food always brings everybody together.
It does. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving, yeah, Dan, this year? What are you doing?
Unfortunately, I'm going to do the same thing I did last year because of COVID, where I only have my immediate family, my wife's immediate family over, but actually I still cook for all my aunts and uncles, and I bring them trays of food. So we may not be together, and they feel safer that way. So we may not be together, but we're still having the same meal.
You're amazing, Dan. You're amazing.
So
I'm
actually a chef. So I'm a chef. So, you know, I have a lot of fun with this. And it truly, Thanksgiving is truly a special place in my heart.
What is, you know, tell me what you cook. Like, what are your side dishes? What do you make on Thanksgiving?
My side dishes is always my grandma's sausage stuffing. One is cream pearl onions, which I guess a lot of people can't go without. And then another one is a sweet potato souffle that apparently has really made a mark for every Thanksgiving that they can't live without as well.
Sweet potato souffle, that sounds yummy. Is it hard to make?
No, actually, it's relatively easy. So I got it off of a Paula Deen website, Paula Deen recipe, where I had to cut the sugar way back.
Okay.
But it's relatively
so
easy.
So does she, by the way. So does she. She's diabetic now. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody seems to really love it. And I'll say it's actually really good as well.
So great.
You're very welcome.
You must be such a treasure in your family. We don't have any professional chefs in my family. I would love a professional chef. That is so cool.
Well,
thank you, Dan.
I like to say that I make my mom very proud.
I bet you do. I bet. Thank you for calling and happy
Thanksgiving.
Thank
you.
203-333-9422. Let's share a little bit of Thanksgiving. What are your Thanksgiving traditions? 203-333-9422. This is the first year in a very long time that I'm making Thanksgiving for our family because our tradition had been to go to my husband's sister, Lori's house, and she was a professional caterer. I forgot that. She was a professional chef for a long time. caterer and a great cook. And she lived for many, many years in Chappaqua in a log cabin that was built in 1912 that was obviously redone over the years, but still intact, had so much of its original charm. And you walk in on Thanksgiving with the logs burning in the old stone fireplace and the pine cones on the table, and you just breathe in this aroma of Thanksgiving. But this year, Lori sold her house in Chappaqua. She's moving on to other places. And so I invited her and her family, as well as my family and friends. And so we're going to be together in my house this year. So that's what we're doing for Thanksgiving. 203-333-9422 if you want to share a little bit of Thanksgiving stories. There's a great, oh, Andrew, see if you can find this for me. It's from Avalon, the movie Avalon. And there's a great scene where the patriarch of the family. Do you remember this? Remember this movie, Avalon? It's a great movie. The patriarch of the family. So the story is, it's Barry Levinson, who used to live in Reading, Connecticut for many years. Barry Levinson made a story about the immigrant story of what happens to immigrant families over time in America. And it starts out with this close European-knit family living in Baltimore, Maryland, and how they're so close to each other that they can't be without each other for every occasion, for every birthday, for every anniversary, for every holiday. They're all together, and it's a mixture of just people, loud and lively people. But then, over time, the family fragments. This is the American story. And people start to move away from their close-knit two-family homes and close apartments as the material wealth of the family does well and increases. The next generation says, we want to have our house in the suburbs and our own yard and our own breathing space and our own privacy and our own setbacks and our own bathrooms. And so even though the family stays together in business for at least one or two generations, the family starts to fracture. And no longer is it the original tree branch of, let's say, nine brothers and sisters and all of their descendants. You know, people grow and they marry other people and they start to move away. The tree starts to create branches, but the branches are no longer related to the trunk. And it's particularly palpable at one Thanksgiving, where all these people are there and they no longer have respect for the original patriarch of the family. And they start Thanksgiving without him. Now, he's always late. Here's a little clip.
You started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on, we leave. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry, the kids wanted to eat, we were ready, we couldn't wait.
Your own flesh and blood, and you couldn't wait? You cut the turkey? That's it. That's the last time we come for Thanksgiving.
Gabriel, come here for God's sake. Gabriel, come back.
I'll never forget that scene. I'll never forget that scene. The movie was Avalon. It's a great movie. It's one of my husband's favorite movies of all time. That scene where, and he was always late, and they started without him. And he was so insulted. You cut the turkey without me? That's it, we go. And there went the family break. And that was it. That was the excuse they needed for never coming back for Thanksgiving. Do you have a story like that? 203-333-9422. I bet you do. I bet you have a story of a family situation where somebody got angry over an occasion and they never saw anybody again. Please, I have a story of my uncle throwing my father out of the house. Then later he threw my mother out of the house. Don't even ask. But you know what? He wasn't my uncle by blood. He was my father's sister's husband. And so my Aunt Gloria said, the heck with Bernie. He might have thrown you out of the house, but I'm still going to talk to you, my brother, and you, my sister-in-law, and you, my nieces. But it was harder because we weren't allowed in the house. 203-333-9422. It's the kindness of strangers on a Friday afternoon. We do want to usher it in with goodwill. Have you got a good Thanksgiving story for us? something you want to share about the kindness of strangers to you or someone else, something that you've witnessed. It is Thanksgiving. Are you going to be helping to feed the homeless? Do you participate in one of the goodwill projects of your church or your synagogue or your mosque? And you know, maybe go to Homes for the Brave or one of our local organizations where Thanksgiving is a huge communal feast and people participate and they give. 203-333-9422. We'll keep the phone lines open for a bit if you want to participate in that. In the meantime, I do want to give you some local headlines. The big headline, of course, is that the FDA has approved the booster shot for anybody, any adult in America who has had their second of the two vaccinations at least 6 months ago. Not eight, but 6 months ago. And if you have had that, they're hoping that the CDC will climb on board and you'll be able to get. But here in Connecticut, Governor Lamont has already signaled that as far as he's concerned, he wants anybody who wants a booster who's gotten a shot within 6 months, not less than 6 months ago, to go ahead and get a booster now. We're going to, who do we have? Terry from Bridgeport. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving for next week. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Our family Thanksgiving, after my grandparents had passed away, was always up in Orange at my Aunt Joe's. And the adults would sit at the big table in the dining room, and the kids would sit in the little kitchenette corner. And once you got to be a certain age, you got to sit at the big table.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were still a few little kids at the, you know, the small table. And a few of the older ones would volunteer to sit with the little ones so we could either cut their food or whatever. But I had four brothers and sisters and my dad. My mom passed away in 1972 when I was 14. My youngest sister was three.
Oh, my.
There was my aunt and uncle and their three kids. And then another aunt, my father's other sister, her husband, and their two children.
Wow.
And before the dinner was even made, we were down in the... They had a two-family. Well, it wasn't two-family. It was a split level. And we were always downstairs in the game room. The boys were shooting pool.
Right.
And watching TV and stuff. And then once dinner was called, everybody trampled upstairs. And then afterward, everybody sat in the living room and the kids went back down the basement.
You had so much fun, didn't you, Terry?
Oh, yeah. There were like 10 kids and 5 adults. And then once they sold the house, my dad would have, Thanksgiving with our family. My aunt would have Thanksgiving with her family. And it was nice. It really was.
Yeah. It's nice to be together and run around the table together and have the reminiscences of being with your cousins now, because those are the ties that bind. You sit around the table and you think about all the Thanksgivings that you were together in the past. It's nice.
Exactly. And I qualified for a turkey at ShopRite. And you could get up to a 21-pound turkey. That's a big turkey.
It's huge.
I wasn't going to use it. I gave it to my church. I told my pastor, I said, if somebody needs it, it's there.
Too much for you, huh? Too big a turkey. Yeah.
I know, because my parents have both passed. My brother's got his family, and his kitchen's all torn up. I'm going over my best friend. We were joined at the hip when we were kids, and we're still very close. So I go over her brother's. And there's like 20 of us.
Beautiful.
That's my second family.
I'm glad that you have that, Terry. I'm so happy for you.
I'm very thankful, believe me. Very, very thankful. But happy Thanksgiving to you, Lisa, your staff, your family, and everyone.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for
the call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. We'll be right back. We'll share some Thanksgiving stories at 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.